Studio 360.
Imagine this. It's the morning. You wake up. And then, pretty soon, you find that everything you're experiencing was curated just for you.
Past and present, but before all that, good morning, Kurt Anderson.
Not only where you go, but just about everything you see, everybody you meet, everything that happens during this day. For this day, for this one day, you are the main character in a play that's taking place in the real world, probably the real world that you occupy. And you are the only person in it who doesn't have a script. There's this theater company called Odyssey Works that does this. Liz Mack was recruited for the cast of one of these bespoke happenings in San Francisco, and here's how it went.
I was checking my inbox one day when I got an email from Odyssey Works. It said to show up at the DeYoung Museum of Art on a Saturday at 2:45. It said, come wearing all black. I'm part of this latest production, along with 40 or so other people, and we don't know who it's for yet, except for this. She's the type of person who could sit in front of a painting for an hour. The email said, we want to see if a group of people could spend that hour with her, seeing art the way she does. We're all here to be part of a different kind of museum tour.
My name is Dare Turner.
She's the participant in today's Odyssey. It's an entire event that's been created just for her. This moment at the museum is one of the final scenes in her day-long adventure. And it's a real-life staging of a dream that she's had for a long time, to start a new kind of museum, one with only a handful of pieces.
So if you go to the museum, instead of seeing all the greatest hits and seeing 10 different objects in an hour and then fleeing, you might just go and sit with one piece.
Turner's the artistic type, but she also has a business side and had been working as an office administrator. It's kind of like she has two separate lives, and she was conflicted with it. And that tension, that's something her Odyssey pressed upon. Odyssey Works has been around for more than a decade. And during that time, they've sent people on all kinds of journeys. They've made a participant walk the length of Manhattan while carrying a heavy rock. They've wrapped another in a cocoon overnight. She woke up the next morning in a field of butterflies.
We study a person for months and months and months.
That's Abraham Bjorkson, the director of Odyssey Works. He says the artists behind the productions, they do their homework.
We've spoken to their mother and their lover and their husband and their wife and their boss, and we've gone to the place where they work and we've dug through their house and everything.
They start with a call for applications. And to figure out who they'll choose for one of their two or so annual productions, they ask people to answer all sorts of questions.
Tell us the story of your life, or how do you feel about your mother? What is your relationship to sexuality? What is your favorite color?
For some people, the application can take up to 10 hours to complete. Then there can be months of interviews until that one person is selected. But Turner's a special case, because Bjorkson commissioned this Odyssey himself. And he happens to be her boyfriend. And Turner had no idea what was about to happen. Here's how her Odyssey started. Turner was shopping at the farmer's market, and she stopped to visit a friend who sells apples there.
And she said, oh, I have something for you. I have a gift for you.
She hands Turner a pouch. Inside, there's a coin. It says Homer on it, in Greek.
And then I flipped the coin over and saw ships on the back, and like, oh gosh, these must have been the ships that Odysseus used on his Odyssey.
That's when five of her closest friends come running over, all wearing pink onesies.
And they were yelling and screaming, and then they came up to me and all gave me hugs and then blindfolded me and put a blanket over my head and walked me out to the car. And everyone at the farmer's market probably thought we were psychotic.
In the car, Turner's friends start talking about their baby nieces and nephews and this childlike wonder they all have, a conversation crafted for Turner to take note. And then they get to their next destination, a fenced-off, run-down area, broken glass everywhere. They pull off the plywood and wave her inside.
Hey, come here. Come here.
And so I climbed through the fence and found myself in an abandoned rose garden that was completely, like, totally abandoned for years and years.
Her friends have set up a picnic, and everyone shares something they prepared for Turner. They bring persimmons, her favorite fruit. One friend reads Oscar Wilde, one of her favorite writers.
Beauty is a form of genius, is higher indeed than genius, as it needs no explanation.
After the picnic, Turner's given instructions to walk to a cafe. That's when she starts to question, what's reality and what's part of the production?
Is that stranger? Like, is he the one with the bikes? Maybe we're supposed to ride bikes together. You know, I'm just like, or maybe it's that guy walking dogs. Like, I wonder if he's here for me. The Odyssey makes you question the reality of everything and, you know, or the wonder of everything.
At the cafe, she's met by another friend. They walk until they get to a firefighter training facility, and they start to play a game. Turner's friend asks her to imagine the things she might save in case of a fire.
And that was a very, like, weirdly eye-opening experience, too, in that I chose things that I didn't naturally think I would have chosen.
Like, instead of her laptop with all her precious work files, she chooses her grandma's handkerchiefs. And that surprises her.
I was much more taken with the sentimental objects and the things that represented something to me that wasn't necessarily practical, but was equally, if not more, valuable.
For Bjergsen, the director of Odyssey Works, these moments are the whole point, to deeply move the participant.
We want somebody not just to look at what we've done and say, that's great, but to go so deep into it that they are part of the work and that they are changed by the work. If a person isn't changed by an Odyssey Works performance, maybe we didn't try hard enough.
People have been changed by the performances. They've quit their jobs. They've ended relationships. Before Turner leaves the firehouse, she's given a key with a map, which takes her to a house she doesn't recognize. There's a letter on the living room table telling her about a fire in the mission that took place last year that consumed this very block and barely missed the house she's in. The letter talks about the one possession the owner of the house took, what she valued in case of a fire. It was a stroller to get her baby to safety. From there, Turner goes to an empty field in Golden Gate Park, where she finds the owner of the house waiting for her. She's hung up several empty frames and suspended them from trees. The woman tells Turner to take a look through them. What did you see when you were looking through each frame?
I think I saw my future in a way.
What she saw was that she could make her dream of creating an intimate exhibition with a handful of pieces, each carefully chosen. That kind of eye-opening exhibition could actually happen. That's the inspiration behind this Odyssey. Which brings us back to the initial email I received, asking me and those 40 other people to be here at the De Young Museum, all dressed in black. We focus on three pieces in the museum. Our job as actors is to look at art the way she does, walk up to it, look behind it, from up close and then from afar, to help her envision her dream.
After the entire experience, I walked away from my Odyssey with two words. I'm ready. I'm ready to engage with the arts as my career. I'm ready to explore these different ideas. I'm ready to experiment and experience, more importantly. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm ready.
Standing in the museum, I'm still absorbed by one of Turner's favorite pieces, Cornelia Parker's Anti-Mass. It's a piece made up of scraps of burnt, blackened wood suspended in the air. And all of us who've come to be a part of the production, we stand scattered around the room, all staring at it for a full half hour. And with all of us dressed in black, it feels like the piece itself expands to include us, too. I don't even notice when Turner leaves. She's whisked away to the final part of her journey, a party deep in the woods, where all her friends will greet her, still dressed in their onesies.
That That is Liz Mack in San Francisco. A version of her story appeared earlier on KALW's Cross Currents. Odyssey Works does only like a couple of those a year. So naturally, if you want to commission them to do this for somebody you know, it'll cost you up to $70,000. But if anybody is listening who knows me and wants to do one for me, I'm down with it. By the way, Dare Turner did change her life after her Odyssey Works experience. She quit her job as an office administrator, moved across the country to Baltimore, and is now getting her master's degree in art history.